Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It is time to head back out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, Instagram Live man joins me. Steve Goldstein, the voice of the Panthers. Oh. Gold, I got a good laugh yesterday, brother. Thank you. That was good. How you doing, man? How you holding up?
Good. So we got to explain the story, though, don't we?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. So before every game, I do Instagram Lives on the Panthers account. Sometimes like thousands of people on there and people comment. And, you know, I don't read all the comments, obviously. And we'll analyze the game and have a little fun. So yesterday, I'm like, I'm doing it. And I'm going through, and by the way, from Jerry's suite, the Amaranth Bank suite, Joe, you'll love that. That's where I did the live.
That's Jerry's house, man. Yeah, that's where you should be. Yeah.
It was awesome last night. Stanley C. Panther came in. Bam Adebayo stopped by. It was awesome last night in the suite. So somebody puts a comment and says, Joe Rose picked the Oilers. So I'm having fun. I'm like, you know what, everybody? And there was like 1,000 people on at the time. Let's just text Joe right now live and see if he answers. He doesn't always answer. So I text you, and you obviously tell me no. And I said, don't lie to me on Instagram Live about Joe Rose. And then the comments, Joe, about you and your show just came flooding in. Hey, why don't you text him? How's he doing with the ladies? And all kinds of stuff people were throwing out there. So people had a good time yesterday.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where that came from, obviously. But no, it was funny last night. Hey, Gold.
Yeah.
What a friggin' win, man. Dominant in every possible way to be nice about it.
It was amazing. You know, it was interesting because on our Scripps pregame show last night, I started looking at some of the numbers, and I did a story on since the first goal of game one, okay, a first-year Panther, Joe, had been in on every goal, whether it was Schmidt, Marchand, you know, whoever. Not the mainstay guys. And last night, you know, the first goal, they were in on that one. But then the big guys that we've come to know who have been part of the core here, you know, started picking it up.
Yep.
And when they get in goals from Reinhardt, and, you know, Verhage's been good, but when they start getting points from everybody and then Rodriguez gets that last goal, they're unbeatable, man. I mean, they have been unbeatable, right? They've won, you know, 10 of 11 playoff series the last 3 years, and they're trying to go back-to-back. So, and then the Edmonton Oilers, for whatever reason, decide to pull what they pulled. I mean, there was some intent to injure plays. The two-hand chop at Verhage,
yeah.
And then Kane sticks him in the face. I mean, that's just brutal. But if you want to go in the old back alley, and that's the beauty of this team that Zito's built, you want to go in the old back alley? Bring it on, man. I mean, you got Greer and Gajewicz. They were absolutely loving it last night.
Yeah, I got to tell you, and I think everybody expected that to happen after they got their ass kicked in third period. They realized there was just no chance. They were just stuck in mud. There were so many great stats that are coming out. How about for the first time in these playoffs, McDavid and Draisaitl didn't have a point? And all I see is McDavid getting knocked around last night. It was just incredible what they were able to do. I did hear a lot of whining last night. You probably did too, from Edmonton, a little bit from the coach, some from the players about officiating. When you get your ass kicked 6-1, or as you always tell me in a football game, like 45-7 or 42-7, you got a lot more problems than officials.
Yeah, if that's what he's going to worry about, I was surprised. First of all, he was like 45 minutes late to come to the press conference, so that's fine. But then he went back, this is Knobloch, the Oilers coach, to game two's overtime. He said, yeah, they made all the calls tonight I'm okay with, but I wish they would have called some.
Yeah.
In game, I'm like, you're going back to game two? You now just got absolutely pounded.
Right.
And to your point about Draisaitl and McDavid, Joe, it's the first time since December 3rd that they've been held off the score sheet, both of them, in a game. So it's been 6 months. I agree with you. Now, maybe a little bit of his kind of a young coach. Maybe he's trying to lobby for calls.
Yeah,
I don't know. But
I said that. I agree.
Joe, every penalty, like is it old Pat Riley, you know, with the Bulls in the 1990s? You're lobbying for calls. But let me tell you something. Every one of those penalties last night was a penalty, and they probably could have called five or six more with all the crap that Jake Walman and all these guys were doing every single time after the whistle. And I give the Panthers a ton of credit. You got Nico Mikula just laughing in guys' faces. Why am I going to fight you, Corey Perry?
Right.
I'm up 5-1. I'm not dropping the gloves with you. Get out of here, man.
Right.
So I thought the Panthers' discipline was really good because, you played. In the heat of the moment, you can kind of lose your cool the other way, and the Panthers really didn't. So, but as we know and as we've learned, Joe, every game in the playoffs
right.
is different, and we'll see. They got 2 days to sit over by the beach in Fort Lauderdale and – get ready to play game four, because if the Panthers win game four, they're not losing the series.
So I understand McDavid. They're talking about McDavid's going to get up and talk to this team and get them back focused. He can do that with the players, but what do you do with Stuart Skinner right now? He's looking real leaky, and I wonder where his confidence is, because he looked out of position a lot last night.
Could not agree more. 13 goals in three games, and this is what we talked about before the series. The Panthers have a huge advantage in goal. And Skinner had been on a little bit of a roll, but obviously that roll is done. I'm assuming he's going to start game four. I'm not sure about it. I thought they would pull him after the second period instead of leaving him in to get one more goal and then pulling him out mid-game. You know, for some guys, that kind of shakes them more than doing it at an intermission. Why would he have a lot of confidence? I mean, from the time he let that goal, even before that, but the Marchand overtime goal in game two that kind of sneaks under his pad on the second effort, and last night they're just blistering him. Yeah, they got a big goaltending issue. I wouldn't be shocked if they start Pickard on Thursday, but I still would think they'll stick with Skinner. But I thought they should have pulled him earlier last night
for his
own sake.
The other story, one of the best plays I've ever seen. I don't know for you. You've seen a lot of them, but Bennett's two hits, then out hustles everyone after the second hit, and gets down there ahead of everybody and scores a goal. As clean as can be, goal. But what a friggin' effort by this guy!
Yeah, I'll go with the Paul Maurice joke because he's a free agent. You know, he's not a good guy. He's a bad teammate. No one should sign him. Don't pay him a lot of money. Maurice said he's got the bubonic plague or something. No, this guy, you think about it. 4 years ago, Bill Zito gives up a prospect and a second-round draft pick for Sam Bennett. I mean, absolute highway robbery. And there's a reason. Even in Calgary, he's a young guy. You know, he played well in the playoffs. He's got that attitude. He got that nickname, Playoff Sam. And that play last night just kind of epitomizes his game,
wow.
And then he goes and gets in the fight later on. He takes two hits, tries to go skate away, and then, okay, if it's on, be careful because I'm throwing him. He's got the whole tool set. He can beat you with skill. He can beat you with speed. You want to start getting rough, he can do that. And he just rises to the occasion in the big moments. He is having an incredible playoffs, and that play you're talking about just shows it. I mean, two hits and then – to get the ice the other way and then the finish.
Crazy.
Wow.
Hey, and then the other guy, the old man, Marchand, another goal, three straight games. I think the oldest player in the history of Stanley Cup to do it, first three games. Just in the right place, the right time, just incredible instincts and the way he's playing. Gold, he'll make himself some extra money, too. I hope we can keep those two guys, though.
I sure hope so, too. And Aaron Ekblad, as you mentioned, you know, he got that big hit on McDavid at the blue line. Connor doesn't get hit very often like that. But this is what happens when you're a great team, right? And they've done an amazing job of sorting it out every offseason. You know, a lot of people didn't think they could keep Reinhard Verhaeghe and Gustav Forsling.
Right.
And Bill Zito found a way to keep all them. So, you know, you see what happens with that. But, yeah, the Marchand trade, the way he's playing, the energy, the juice he's brought to the table. And the other two, Lundell and Loskarinen, have always been good. But Marchand has helped take them to a new level. They think a little bit differently now. They think more offensively. And, you know, Lundell to Marchand, I mean, that setup has been unbelievable. And how about Paul Maurice? You know, that goal, Joe, comes on the second shift of the game. So they start the Barkov line. Next line up was not the Bennett line. It was the Lundell line, and they end up producing a goal. And we all know, except for game number one, which was kind of strange and an anomaly for whatever reason, when the Panthers get a lead on you, you know, 99% of the time, you're toast.
Yeah.
And, you know, what Marchand's brought, just you could see it in the post-game press conferences, in the locker room. They're just having a good time with this guy. And I think – I also think they're still like – they might be a little bit like everybody else, like Bennett and Marchand. Like, they still can't believe their teammates after all the stuff that's happened over the last few years.
It's crazy.
These guys all hated each other. But, you know, it's all about winning, and they are a great bunch of guys. And once, I guess, they get to know each other – it's a whole new relationship, and it's worked out great.
The passing on the power plays last night got some great looks. That Verhaeghe power play goal early, that spot goal, you talk about accurate in a small space over the top of shoulder of Skinner. That was unbelievable, but I thought they got some really good looks on the power play.
Well, you would too if you had 13 power plays. I mean, they got plenty of practice, right?
Good point.
Good point. I mean, it was cooking those first two games in Edmonton. They were going 42%. The Oilers' penalty kill is not great, so that was another one of those matchups, you know, that we looked at, that we talked about. Besides the goaltending, which, you know, coming in, we thought the Panthers had a big advantage, and now it looks like a monster advantage with Bob playing as well as he ever has, and they have a question mark having to pull the starter, and the power play was the other area. You know, the Panthers just have a ton of talent on it. And, you know, the second unit doesn't want to be called the second unit, because when you got a second unit with guys like, you know, Sam Bennett on it, it's like two number one units. So, yeah, the special teams, I mean, just a huge factor. And if the Oilers are going to give them a dozen chances a game, obviously it doesn't happen often, but that's a recipe to – Get your butt kicked 6-1.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, so the pre- and post-game TNT show, I got to ask you, and I know you see those guys and stuff, and I like their show. I think those guys really good. They got a little bit of everything, and it's fun. They have a little bit of fun, and and get after. And of course, Gretzky's fantastic. To be that good and still do something like that show is great. I think it's great. But I've been getting complaints that it's too pro Edmonton and too much McDavid. If you've gotten that, because I disagree. When you got the great player, it's a lot of it's going to be about him because he's good for business.
Yeah, I heard all about it last year. I've heard about it this year. Of course, you've got Biz, who was flat out rooting for the Maple Leafs.
Yeah,
so
yeah, it's part of it. Yeah,
yes. Yeah, they sent him home crying. everybody picked Tampa in 6 or 7 in the first round, so they sent all those experts home crying. For whatever reason, man, they probably they don't get the respect that they deserve as the champions and the team that's been there 3 times in a row. And you know what? I think it works in their favor. I think it's just – and it's a very small – like Alexander Barkov's not thinking about, you know.
No.
Media – but it's just another little thing you can throw on there for maybe a little bit of a chip on the shoulder. But I don't disagree with you, man. This guy is the best player in the sport. You know, he does not have a championship yet. And he's made – I mean, that goal that he set up in game two, that's –
yep.
That's an unbelievable play.
Saw it 1,000 times last night before the game. Yeah, they couldn't get enough of it. And then the Gretzky, you know, Gretz, who's a humble – I give him credit. If there's a guy who could brag besides Tom Brady, it'd be Wayne Gretzky can brag about what he did and he does. And everybody just talking about some of the ridiculous goals and passing that he did in his career. So, yeah, it was good stuff all the way around, and I just did not see it gold last night, man. It was just fantastic, and I appreciate you coming on this morning, bud. Thank you.
Thanks, Joe. We'll see you later.
All right, you got it. Steve Goldstein joining us, Scripps Sports Panthers pregame show. If you get a chance and you want to get a fair take on it, especially maybe even slanted toward the Panthers a little bit, That's my boy Gold, man. That's my boy Gold. All right, we got to go to break. 9 o'clock hours coming up, man. A lot more stuff to get to. I do want to talk to you about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage this morning. Yeah, I've known Michael Kotze for a while. He's been in business for 35 years, and I just tell everybody, if you need a mortgage and you need it quickly and you want to get the paperwork done and you want to get this thing closed on, you found a place you really like, you're a first-time home buyer, he's got fixed rates in the fives right now. If you're self-employed, you've been declined by the banks, Michael Kotze's got a program for you that's really good. One of his many specialties, reverse mortgage, more popular than ever. If you and your spouse are 62 or older, I know how it works. You stay in the same house a long time. You paid it off or almost paid it off. You got a lot of equity and you could really use that money. Call Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Let him get started with you. You can always get a hold of this guy. By the way, before I get into everything, go to Google Reviews on the web. Choice Mortgage Reviews. A lot of good things are being said about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. The man has no life. He's always working. Last night, he's watching hockey. 7 days a week. Call or text him. 561-441-2730. 561-441-2730. Call or text him. MLS 166254, rates and terms, subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender, 35 years in the business right here in South Florida.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.